Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. AskPat. Hey, what's up, everybody? Paflin here, and welcome to episode 816 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Teresa, but before we get to her question, I do want to take a moment to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks. FreshBooks is an awesome, awesome company that's helping to serve over 3 million business owners with managing their business finances, including myself. So the income that's coming in, the expenses that we have, and also the invoicing that we do. So I've been doing some more coaching and consulting lately. I use FreshBooks to bill and to get paid. And it's really nice because within 30 seconds, I can send a very professional looking invoice and I can keep track of who opens it, who doesn't, and follow up if needed. So I highly recommend you check them out. And what's cool is you can check them out for free for 30 days if you go to freshbooks.com/askpat and just make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. All right, now here's today's question from Teresa.
Hi, Pat. My name is Teresa, and I just started a brand new podcast called Simply Toy Collecting, which is a show about pop vinyl collecting. My question for you is, what should be the main thing that I'm focused on now that I finally got my podcast started? Should it be building an audience, or should it be growing my website to get email subscribers? Right now, what I've been doing is focusing on showing my collection over on Instagram to build an audience there to get them over to my podcast. Since my podcast is only about a month old, of course, my Instagram is also a month old. I don't have that many subscribers, but I just want to make sure that I'm on the right track. I would love to hear your thoughts on this, Pat. Thanks so much for taking the time to answer my question. I was so happy to meet you over at Podcast Movement this year. It was a lot of fun. Thank you so much for your time. Take care.
Hey, Teresa, thank you so much for the question. I think this is a really cool topic. You know, when I go to Disneyland with my family, and we go quite often, there's a store over there. And in front of that store, which is called D Street, which you might know about, I always see people with these pop vinyls that look amazing. They have these treasure chests full of them, and people are sharing and trading and doing all these really fun things. So there's definitely absolutely an audience there, and it's so cool that you're serving them with this particular podcast. So what I would try and do is, even before we talk about sort of strategy and whatnot, just in your head, want to become the podcast for this. Like, you want to be the podcast that everybody talks about. You want to invite all the top pop vinyl people on the show to talk about their collections and, you know, some of the rare things they have and all those kinds of things. The people who make the pop vinyls, you know, people over at Disney, you know, any sort of cool stories that you can collect to go on top of these things. I mean, the podcast is a perfect platform for things like that. Even though this is a collectible and something you'd want to see, people who are going to listen to the show know about these things and would love to get the insider scoop and the behind the scenes and the background of all these things. I mean, it's super cool. So I'm very encouraged. And I think it's a great niche topic that you could become sort of the podcast for, like, own that. You have the podcast on pop vinyls. And that's what I would kind of have as your motivation as you approach this. I think Instagram is also a great platform. You can cross promote all these things. Like, it doesn't necessarily have to be a linear funnel, if you will. It could be a cross promotion triangle sort of situation, if you will. And I like the idea of using Instagram to build your audience, because a lot of times people who are obsessed with these things, they're going to share things that they find interesting. You could also use Instagram to tease some of the content that you have coming out on the podcast and vice versa, and talk about certain, hey, check out on my Instagram page. You know, this week we're featuring the top sort of retro looking ones. And, you know, we're going to talk about that with somebody who has a huge collection of them this week. But also check out on Instagram at this particular website URL. You know, you could do a short link to your Instagram page, simpletoycollecting.com/Instagram or IG, even, to drive people to there. And then on Instagram, say, you know, for example, hey, the latest podcast episode came out. You can even have clips of it and really nice graphics to go along with that, and then drive people to a link to the particular podcast episode that you just came out with. Now, you had mentioned, you know, should I be focusing on building an audience? Yes, absolutely. I mean, that's what you're going to be doing on all these different platforms. And again, doing this by owning the fact that you are going to be the podcast for this sort of toy and this hobby. And then from there, yes, absolutely. If you could bring them to your website at some point, and you don't necessarily have to be very aggressive with this. I feel like this is the kind of topic that once people find value in what you're providing, they're eventually going to end up through random calls to actions here and there on your website, where you can then provide them some sort of email. You could even do, you know, with things like this, you could do giveaways where once a month you give away one of these things. And this is something that at some point, once you get to a critical mass, you can then reach out to Disney and just see if they'd want to work with you on this, or other people who have Disney brands, and see if they'd want to be interviewed or also want to interview you. And this way you can grow your brand sort of exponentially from there. So yes, absolutely build your audience, use these platforms. I think that you know now that after hearing this, that you are indeed on the right track. And I would just put the pedal to the metal on this and keep going with it. So I think it's pretty inspiring just to see sort of a hobbyist go down this route, and I'm encouraged. I'm excited to see where you end up, Teresa. So keep us posted, and that's how I would go about it. Thanks so much for your question. I appreciate it, and I want to wish you all the best, and also send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show, and I look forward to potentially seeing you this year at Podcast Movement. This question, for those of you listening, came in a few months ago before the turn of the year, so Teresa and I had met at Podcast Movement Chicago, and this year it's going to be in Anaheim, which I will be at as well. So for those of you other podcasters out there, I hope to see you there. Look out for me. I may be wearing an Ask Pat shirt, but I'll definitely be wearing my red and white Hello, My Name is Pat backpack, so look out for me there too. Also, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. And thank you so much. I appreciate you. Appreciate all the reviews. It just means the world to me. And as always, we're going to end with a quote here. This quote is from Franklin Delano Roosevelt. He says, "I think we consider too much the good luck of the early bird and not enough the bad luck of the early worm." Oh, that's deep. Guys, thanks so much. I appreciate you, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.